This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. God's Word says, man shall not live by bread alone. Here's Dr. Davis.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. You know, God's Word is compared to food many times in the Bible. It is compared to bread in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is compared to milk in 1 Peter 2 and 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. It is compared to meat in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. And it is compared to honey in Psalms 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and 16, and in Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3, they knew what it was like to eat the word before they could share it with others. In John 1, verse 14, the word must I'm just going to read that, and we know that the word must always become flesh, but I want to read in John 1, verse 14, because I think this is a great illustration. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word must always become flesh before it can be given to those who need it. The word must always become flesh before it can be given to those who need it. Woe unto that preacher or teacher who merely echoes God's word and does not incarnate it, making it a living part of their very being. What I want to tell you today is that God's not going to force feed us. He hands it to us, and we must take it. And right now, he has made the word of God the most freely accessible than it ever has been in the world as we know it. But he cannot change the effects that the word will have in our lives. We must voluntarily take it and eat it. He will not force feed us. The word of God will be sweet in our mouth, but we know that it will be sorrow and joyful, bitter and sweet. It has warnings and prophecies of judgments. But in Matthew 5, 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In James chapter 1, it talks about heeding to the word of God, you know. And if the Lord has made his word so easily accessible, the Bible is the most selling book of all time. His word is the most easily accessible through print, as well as through media, as well as through our cell phones. And in James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, it tells us, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to ProjectTruthMatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.